Requiescat in pace, Dermot Murnaghan. Prominent people are dropping like flies at the moment. So Dermot Murnaghan, in case you don't know, was one of the United Kingdom's best-known newscasters. So he had a very distinguished career in broadcasting for a number of channels: the British Broadcasting Corporation, Independent Television News, CNBC Europe, Channel 4, and so on. So yeah, Mr. Murnaghan has succumbed to a disease at the age of 68, and he was ill for not that long, actually. But he looked rather youthful, had these bonsai good looks. And I remember him seeing in a documentary years ago, he used to get fan mail. Women would send him their, how to put it, scented lingerie. Or one woman wrote to him saying, will you please come and visit me in my house? My husband works at an oil rig. He's away for a long time. He was saying this as a smirk. I don't doubt it's true, but he didn't take her up on the offer. Didn't want to cuckold that guy. I mean, might have had some morality, or maybe didn't want to be killed by the husband or something. So that was Dermot Murnaghan. So anyway, he's born in Devon to Irish parents, and then he moved to Ulster as a child. And he was there where the troubles were there, but he didn't have a Northern Irish accent, despite having grown up in Armagh, County Down, and so on. And then going to a school in Hollywood, which is just east of Belfast. He's from a Catholic background, if I got that right. I mean, you'd certainly think it by judging by his name. Notable, he had the anglicised version of the Christian name Dermot rather than Diarmuid, but I suppose people in Great Britain found that difficult to spell. So he went to university in Great Britain, taking a master's degree, not sure what he studied, and then did a journalism course at City University, which is one of the best ones. But obviously, and back in the 80s, there was that you could actually get a decently paid work in journalism. So he was in the early 80s, but beginning at the lowest level, a cub reporter, a researcher, and so on, often about business news. He worked in Switzerland for a while. I don't know if he had the mastery of any other foreign languages. So he became really well known in ITV. So in the late 80s into the early 90s. And then he presented a political show called The Big Story. Yeah, so he was there for their main news bulletins at ITV, for lunchtime news, for the news at 10. Remember, previously, BBC had the 9 o'clock news, so ITV didn't go head to head with them. But that was a much bigger deal because we only had terrestrial television till about 1990. The United Kingdom had BBC One, BBC Two, ITV, Channel 4. That was it. Okay, his only Sky and all these satellite televisions came in about 1990. We've got thousands of channels now, so he was a household name. He was almost universally recognised. So he was always well presented, had a very clear speaking voice, never fluffed anything, no mispronunciations, no need to repeat, and spoken not quite received pronunciation. So there was no doubt about his clarity of diction. So, and he presented some of the major stories of the 90s. He broke the news that Diana, the Princess of Wales, had died in Paris, and so on. So he also fronted their general election coverage in 2001 and other times. And then he moved to sort of to BBC. He was on a breakfast show along with some of their cuties like Sophie Raworth, like Natasha Kaplinsky. You know, Sophie Raworth is an example of someone who, looked better when she put on weight. I thought, well, she's gained weight, but she was pregnant. I didn't realize at the time. Natasha Kaplinsky, that leftist who worked for Tony Benn. Kate Middleton, a very tall lady with the glasses. And who else there? Shan Williams, you know, rather a MILF. Susanna Reid, who everyone thought is such a hottie, and so on. So often there's this male-female dynamic going on. Some chemistry, what do you think? So John Culshaw used to like to take him off. Suggesting that Dermot Murnaghan was like really horny and things like that. And they did less serious programs. He was more into lie entertainment, treasure hunt and things of that nature. He worked for Sky News as well. So that was him. And then there was this a show called Eggheads, which was a quiz show he presented as well. And then so he did a lot of fun stuff as well. So he'd married early-ish in life at the age of 31. He had four children, remained married at the end of his life. He took an interest in football, all the rest of it. He used a cycle. He was never overweight, but he had prostate cancer, turned out to be stage four, over a year ago. I don't know, may have been diagnosed earlier. And then he went public about his sickness and said men who are over the half a century ought to get their walnut tickled. Okay, get yourself checked out. So he's been felled by cancer. So that's him. Was he gloriously great? Was he under Silver Fox? Sorely missed. Nobody seemed to breathe a bad phoneme about him. Dermot Murnaghan, who was certainly highly successful in his sphere, what I wouldn't give to have a refraction of that success. So yeah, he's been summoned to the great big studio in the sky. All right, Ave at Kowale, Dermot Murnaghan.